Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I want to make a couple announcements. I think next week is the last week on, next week is the last week on the prayer of the month in that calendar. By Wednesday or Tuesday, you should be receiving the new calendar and new prayer for the week, for the month. If you're looking for the calendar of May and the prayer of May, if you're not on the list to receive it, just let me know. I will send them out. But like I said, always start the day before. So Tuesday, you should get something. If you don't get it by at least by Friday, please contact me. But if you would like to receive those, you can contact me on any of the links in my link. If you click the link tree in my bio, it will take you to multiple links. And in those links, might have messaging services and you can contact me. You can contact me about that, anointing oil, prayer cover, what is those things called? Anointing cloths. Sorry, I drew a brain fart, but you can contact me about any of those things. You even can contact me about prayer requests you have, a Bible verse you're reading, you would like more background on it, and maybe I can elaborate on. If not, I can, we could pray together and figure it out. Like I tell everyone, please give me time to comment. It's a chat box on Surrender Ministry, which is the first tab in the link tree. If you click that link, it will take you to the website. And on that website, it has multiple, all the devotionals actually of last year and this year. I'm going to start trying to upload them maybe next week. I keep saying that. I just don't have the time. And so maybe next week I can start making time to upload them all. But I've been writing 4 years and the Holy Spirit has been using me to do this. So I have 4 years worth of writing I need to upload. So it's going to take me a minute. But everything on there is free of charge. It's a chat box at the bottom. You can actually click it and you can chat with me at any time. It just needs your name and your email address. Once you do that, you can chat with me. Like I tell everybody, that those conversations are private between us. And so if you need to talk to me about anything, it is private. I also had a couple of people ask, can I send them text messages of the devotionals? Like I tell everybody, the devotional text messaging list is full. It's 500 people on there. I wake up early to send that, so I have no more room on there. But the email list, you can add, you can send your email address to me, and I will send them out. Or you can go on the website, Surrender Ministries. You can put in your name and email, and it will send out every morning to you at 8 o'clock. It's however you want to do it. I've talked too long, so let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for today, Father God. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, Father God, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you to forgive us of any sins we've done, knowing and unknowingly. And sometimes we say that, Father God, because it's something that we have to say, but we want to say it from our heart. We want you to know, Father God, that we are sorry if we offended you. We're sorry we offended the Holy Spirit. We're sorry if we did anything that we shouldn't have done. Father God, we want to walk on the straight and narrow. We want to go to heaven. Father God, we don't want to go to hell. But Father God, we know that our actions and our heart will send us there if our actions and heart is not right. So Father God, we give you our heart. We give you every situation that might change our heart. We give you the bitterness that's inside us, the malice, the jealousy, the anger, anything that shouldn't be. We give it to you, Father God. We ask you to change us. We ask you to help make us better. We really want to change. We really want to do better. Some of us wake up every morning, we have that mindset of, I'm going to do better. And then something comes along and it changes. But Father God, we ask you every day to help us. Give us your strength, Father God. We can't do it on our own. Some of us try to read the word and we can't, Father God, because we don't understand. So Father God, we ask you to give us wisdom and knowledge. We ask you to teach us as we read. We ask you to help us apply it to our lives. We ask you to save our soul, Father God. Father God, we know you already came here and did the work. And you sent your son here to do the work. And that's already done. All we have to do is believe and walk on the straight and narrow. And sometimes, Father God, that's hard. Because we have every temptation that's stopping us. We have everything in us and around us that's trying to block us. And Father God, we try every day to escape the sin that's in this world, but we're around it. But your word says we don't have to be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. So Father God, we give you our mind. We give you our heart. Father God, we place our mind on things above. And sometimes, Father God, it seems like the more we place our mind there, the harder it gets. So Father God, we ask you to help us do this, Father God. Help us not to struggle, Father God. Father God, life is so hard sometimes. And sometimes it's hard because of our own faults. It's hard because of our own missteps. It's hard because we don't listen. And it's hard because we don't know how to let go of emotions that we have. And we have these emotions that you gave us, but sometimes bitterness takes over. Sometimes malice takes over. Sometimes jealousy takes over. And sometimes hurt turns us to bitter people. We give our heart to you. And we ask you to change us. I know you never said in your word that life will be rainbows and butterflies, but God, life is so hard sometimes for some of us. Because the more we change and the more we give, and it seems like the harder the road gets. And the enemy wants it to be that hard for us. And the enemy wants us to make us believe that this is what life is, and I know it's not. Sometimes the emotions that we have is so hard to deal with. And we ask you today to take it all away. To take the pain away. To take the jealousy away. Because we want to go to heaven. We want to see you. But everything is pulling us down, Lord. Everything is trying to stop us and working against us. But Father God, we know you're there. We know you hear us. We know you see us. We don't doubt you don't. We have faith in the sun as a mustard seed. And it still feels like I need more. I need more. We need more. But your word says all I need. Father God, touch everyone that's dealing with pain, that's dealing with confusion, that's dealing with hurt in their heart. Because some of us don't know where to put it. Your word says, cast my cares upon you because you see me through. And I keep casting, and they keep casting. And the more sometimes it seems like our worries, our hurt just clings to us. And Father God, we ask you to help us strip it off. Help us to give it to you because we can't do it. We can't do it without you. We need your strength. And you can just pour your strength into us. And you can pour more love into us. And you can pour more faith into us. Please. Because some of us need it. Father God, we thank you for breathing life into us every day, even though we don't deserve it. We deserve everything you want to give us and more for our judgment. But Father God, don't give it to us now because some of us aren't ready. Because if you split that sky open now, some of us will be going to hell. And Father God, none of us want to go to hell. None of us want to go to that cold, hot place, the coldness of the heart, where you can't even say your name. Father God, we ask you, please don't send us there in the outer darkness. Please don't send us where we can't call your name. Please don't send us where the gnashing of the teeth. Please don't send us where it's hurt yet, Father God, and we're in pain all the time. We have more pain than we are here. Please give us more opportunity to change. Father God, we thank you. And we thank you for allowing us to pray to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Our prayer of the month is, Heavenly Father, I have victory in you. Please let me receive an abundance of grace and mercy. The gift of righteousness, I ask you to reign in my life. Lord, let your word increase my life. Please bless me in all my increase, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. Ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with your holy fire. Lord, I take every authority and every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I rest at night because of your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse in the name of Jesus. You have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in Jesus' name. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus' name. Father God, please save my family. Please save these listeners' family. Please save this world's family. Save their souls, Jesus. Because there's so many people out there that's hurting. And so many people that's confused. And so many people that's allowing their emotions to lead their life. And Father God, I ask you to help them let you lead. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to read Proverbs 26. Remember to pray for boldness and self-control and strength and wisdom, knowledge, discernment, spirit, eyes, and ears to be open. Remember to pray for anyone that has bladder cancer, chronic fatigue, and skin cancer. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. And remember to like, subscribe, and follow any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.